The starting point for this year is a rather weak one, and the condition will remain challenging for 2016.
So what is driving that accelerated growth?
It's based on a number of relatively benign assumptions for sub-Saharan Africa, namely that the commodity prices will find a floor this year, that China's economic rebalancing will continue, but in an orderly way, that growth in advanced economies will continue to strengthen, and that the financing condition, the external financing conditions for Africa will remain relatively supportive, although gradually tightening. That is on the external side. And on the domestic side, we assume that a lot of the power supply disruptions that have weighed quite heavily on activity in a number of countries will start to abate.
There are obviously many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, so presumably there are regional factors or particular industries that are driving the growth.
There are considerable variations within the region, but if you look at the three major economies, Nigeria, South Africa and Angola, three of them will continue to face rather difficult circumstances. So in Nigeria, with power and fuel shortages, fiscal consolidation, foreign exchange controls, these will continue to weigh on activity this year, although these factors will gradually diminish, we hope. In South Africa, we have also power supply disruptions, we have difficult labor relations, and weak confidence, political uncertainty, which is still there. In Angola, government spending is being cut. Inflation is pretty high, so this is dampening consumer spending. So these three economies will continue to see rather challenging conditions in 16.
Across the continent, what are the bottlenecks for a further acceleration of growth?
The bottlenecks are of different natures, depending on the countries. On the domestic front, I would highlight political and security risks, which remain a key issue for a number of countries in the region. Also, again, the supply of electricity, which has been constrained and remained difficult in many countries. And of course, conditions among commodity exporters will be hampered by this environment of very weak commodity prices, that although we expect them to stabilize, they'll still remain low compared to previous years.
Now, the continent is bucking the general world trend of slower growth. Why is that?
I would not say that Africa is actually bucking the trend. In fact, it's slowing down quite substantially over the last few years. And looking forward, it's still facing many challenges. It has a great potential, particularly from the emergence of a strong consumer base and further integration in the world economy. But it's also a continent that concentrates many of the challenges for developing countries. Extreme poverty is very much concentrated on that continent. Security risk and a high dependence on commodity revenues.
Now, the stats look relatively promising, but do they give a realistic picture of what it's like for an African living in Africa?
It's obvious that Africa needs high growth rates to meet the needs of its fast-growing population. And the region will account for nearly 50% in the global working age population by 2050. So this is obviously a major opportunity for growth, but it's also a major challenge when it comes to poverty and development issues. This global poverty, as we see it increasingly concentrated among sub-Saharan Africa countries, which have very high fertility rates and very rapid growth of their population. The challenges for these countries remains very intense. And this is something that the World Bank is obviously very concerned about.